Good block thrown by Brockington on the edge. He helps Ibrahim get outside of Wisconsin's contain.
Now, I'll tell you what, you better bring everything with that cat running, because that you could hear that up here. Lowered his pads, and you better wrap up, because the initial Wisconsin tackler just threw a shoulder. That's not going to be good enough.
Mullins in there for Wisconsin. Isaiah Mullins, Keanu Benton, Rodas Johnson up front. Second and goal, Minnesota at the five. Callie Ekmanis takes the snap, gives to Ibrahim, hit behind the line of scrimmage, trying to fight back to it. And Jung Mehta, with a lot of help, makes sure that Ibrahim is stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Boy, Mohammed Ibrahim, he got bent back a little bit. Third and goal, Minnesota at the six.
One of his greatest assets, I'm talking about Mo Ibrahim, is a very patient runner. He's going to wait, see things kind of open up in front of him. That time the Badgers had all the gaps plugged.
11th play of the drive coming up for Minnesota. Third and goal at the 6. 4 minutes left, first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin. Three receivers right, one on the left. Kaliak Madison in the shotgun. Going to look over to the sideline. Play clock is at 5. Stanford motions left. And a play fake, a throw left side. End zone caught. Touchdown, Minnesota. Daniel Jackson. Callie Ekmanis reading it, keeping it, and finding his receiver running free in the end zone. And the Gophers lead 6-3 here in the first quarter.
How many times over the years has Tanner Morgan executed that RPO with the quick slam?
I'm flexible, ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This football season, make the catch of a lifetime by choosing LRS to be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees and cutting-edge locations throughout Wisconsin. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. It officially goes down as a 10-play, 81-yard drive. Took 5 minutes, 49 seconds. Ethan Kaliak Manis with a 6-yard strike to Daniel Jackson. 3:45 left in the first quarter. 7-3 Minnesota leads Wisconsin as we check in with Mike Heller.
You know, Matt, there was a day and time when a player was suspended for the first half of the game where they would be in a locker room. But Nick Herbig is out here in full uniform, no helmet, but he is meeting with his teammates behind the Badger bench right now. He's front and center up on the white lines while they're out there on the field. He's fully active and part of this and waiting for the second half.
Yeah, just don't run on the field without your helmet. You score a touchdown, right?
Some numbers on Kaliak Manis. He was 4-for-4 on that drive. for 41 yards. Coming into the ball game, he had completed only 46% of his passes with one touchdown and four interceptions before he threw that second TD to Jackson.
Yeah, and he had the big run, too. I don't remember if that was on third and five or not, but that was one of those. I think it was a third down conversion. So great start for him. Great start for Minnesota. I think Wisconsin being overly aggressive, getting in that backfield, trying to make plays. Minnesota had an answer. Now it's up to Wisconsin to try and come up with a new answer to slow that down.
All right, Kelly McManus looked good throwing the ball in a game at Minnesota a few weeks back. He had to play the second half after Tanner Morgan was knocked out of the game, and he was throwing it around a little bit, but he's gifted. He's highly regarded.
Four-star prospect out of Antioch, Illinois.
Well, here we go. Dragon Kesich set to kick off again as Isaac Arendo deep for Wisconsin. So both teams with points in their first possession. Wisconsin with a field goal and Minnesota with a touchdown. Kesich on the run-up, the left-footed kicker with the high end over end the kick that will not be returned. Badgers take the touchback and will start at their 25-yard line.
On Wisconsin's first offensive possession, Ches Malusi had five carries for 20 yards. Mertz was 2 of 4. Again, if you're joining us late, no Braylon Allen today for the Badgers.
Braylon has done well to play as much as he has. He was banged up in the Purdue game several weeks ago, and then last week he was banged up in the Purdue game several weeks ago, and then last week the leg kind of twisted in an awkward fashion, and that ended his day in the game against the Huskers last Saturday. Isaac Arendo in there at tailback. High formation. Mertz under his center, Joe Tippmann. With the 25 of Wisconsin, first and 10 play. And that is caught by Jackson Aker, the fullback, across the 30-yard line and up to the 31. Mariano Sori-Marin first on the scene, helped by fellow linebacker Braylon Oliver. Gain of 6.
Fourth catch on the season for Jackson Aker. He has yet to carry the ball from scrimmage. Badgers have utilized him a little bit more when they have thrown to him.
Redshirt freshman out of Verona. Jim Ray, DK, slot left. Skyler Bell wide to the left. Double tight ends. Rucci on the left. Eschenbach on the right. Arendo the lone running back, and Mertz will give it to him. Isaac off the left side, and he gets yanked down by Cody Lindenberg at the line of scrimmage, which is the 31-yard line. Lindenberg, redshirt sophomore. Minnesota guy and their third leading tackler coming into the game. Third and 4 for the Badgers.
Yeah, that was a good read there. Tippmann, the center, pulled, and the linebacker for Minnesota just saw that, ran underneath it, and did a nice job. Otherwise, there was some room to run there, but you have to make sure you cover your gaps. You want to get that tailback to the next level.
Three receivers on the right. One to the left. Arendo motioning into the backfield to the left of Mertz. Takes a shotgun snap. Four-man rush. Graham with time over the middle, and it's incomplete. One at DK. Thomas Rush on the coverage. And it's a three and out for Wisconsin before the Badgers punt. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
2:26 left of the first quarter, 7-3 Minnesota. Badgers punting from their own 31-yard line. Andy Vunavich on a punt for Wisconsin. Quinton Redding deep for Minnesota, and the kick is in the air. This turns over. Fair catch signaled and secured near the 27-yard line in Gophers territory with 2:19 left in quarter. Yard line in Gophers territory with 2:19 left in quarter number one.
We'll go back to that third down pass from Mertz to DK. That was just a good drop by the outside linebacker, Thomas Rush. I think it kind of confused Wisconsin a little bit. Rush had coverage on the play and blanketed DK.
Yeah, he did. But one of the positives they've seen so far is the protection from Wisconsin has been really good. You've seen it. Both times that we've seen on third down, Wisconsin's offensive line did a nice job holding up.
43 yards on the punt. Gophers take over at their 26-yard line. First and 10, Mo Ibrahim in it, running back. Michael Brown, Stevens, slot to the left. Kelly Ekmanis, the quarterback, takes the snap, looks the throw, shoots it deep to the left, wants Dalen Wright, and it is caught by Wright, or inside the 35 of Wisconsin. There's a penalty marker, though, at the line of scrimmage. Oh, a heck of a catch by Dalen Wright. Go.
Defense number 17, penalties declined. Result of the play is a first down.
Heck of a pass and a heck of a catch, and Callie Ekmanis showing off that strong arm. First and 10 at the Wisconsin 32-yard line.
Darrell Peterson was offside on that play. What you saw out of Dylan Wright, he just won the 50-50. I mean, that's just the receiver wanting the ball a little bit more than the cornerback, Jay Shaw.
You know, Dalen Wright's also 6'3", and he used that size to his advantage. Two receivers right, one on the left. First and 10, Minnesota threatening again. They lead 7-3 with 2:03 left in the first quarter. Callie Ekmanis takes the snap, reads it, keeps it, throws over the middle, and it goes through the hands of Brown Stevens. Incomplete, coming in hot inside the 25-yard line. Second and 10 for the Gophers at the Wisconsin 32.
Seeing both teams really, I think, understanding what that the opponent is going to really sell out to stop the run. You're seeing a lot of throws on first. Opponent is going to really sell out to stop the run. You're seeing a lot of throws on first down. That time, I think that was the first incomplete pass we've seen. And that was because we got a little pressure on him, making him throw it a little early.
Nickel package out there for Wisconsin. Cedric Dort, the extra DB. Daniel Jackson wide to the right. Brown Stevens slot to the right. Daniel Jackson wide to the left. Or Dalen Wright, rather, wide to the left. Here's a handoff. Ibrahim, room off the left side inside the 30, 25-yard line. And along the numbers he goes down to the 20. Hunter Wohler on the stop and a gain of 13, or 12, rather, and a first down for Minnesota at the Wisconsin 20-yard line.
Tosh, that was blocked so well to the left side of that formation. You put your tight end over there, that left tackle and guard clean up, and they're just wide open spaces for Ibrahim.
Stays in there at running back. Three receivers right, one on the left. First and 10 Gophers at the Wisconsin 20. A minute and a half left in the first quarter. 7-3. Minnesota leads Wisconsin, and the Gophers are back on the move. Snap to Callie Ekmanis. He'll hand it to Ibrahim straight ahead and plows his way for about a yard, and that's it. Just going right up the middle to the 19 of Wisconsin. Second down and 9 for the Gophers.
I do believe Minnesota's tight end, Brevin Spanford, is bigger than Dagasaurus. Don't you think?
Dag Retzlaff.
Oh, I don't know.
I think he's bigger.
I don't know.
I might have a stalemate anyway. They list him at 270. What was Dag? Was he?
Dag was, 6'7".
Definitely a big on big.
Yeah.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Second down and 9, Minnesota at the Wisconsin 19-yard line. Callie Ekmanis takes the snap. He'll give it to Ibrahim, and he is cut down by Hunter Wohler. And he's given up his body. There was Hunter to take down the running back at the 18-yard line of Wisconsin. Gain of another yard, and that's it for Ibrahim. Third down and 8 for the Gophers with 33 seconds left in the first quarter.
Yeah, you love that about Wohler right there. He kept his gap, kept his arm, the outside arm free, and he knows you better make sure you're bringing it because Ibrahim is going to got him down, setting up a long third down.
Third and 8, Minnesota at the Wisconsin 18-yard line. Brown Stevens slot to the right. And Lucky Brockington comes out wide to the left. Play clock is at 5. Callie Ekmanis gets the shotgun snap. Four-man rush, a throw left side. That is caught by Brockington down to the 10-yard line of Wisconsin. Jordan Turner on the tackle, just shy of the 10. The Gophers needed the 10. And with that, the first quarter has come to an end. It'll be a fourth down and about a foot as we move into the second quarter of play. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth at the end of the first quarter here in Madison, Minnesota 7, Wisconsin 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Dirty oil can easily wreak havoc on your vehicle's engine. So be sure to change the oil at recommended intervals. And for a motor oil that outperforms conventional and synthetic blends, try Mobil 1, the full synthetic motor oil that keeps your engine running like new. Ask for Mobil 1 at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And don't forget to pick up a Wix XP oil filter to complete the job. Because when it comes to oil changes, we've got you covered at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Chuck Friedman with a scoreboard update. In the Big Ten, third-ranked Michigan has defeated second-ranked Ohio State 45-23. The Wolverines win the Big Ten East. Late first-quarter scores, Big Ten West title. Purdue wins. They take the West. They trail Indiana 7-3. Illinois needs Purdue to lose to take the final. Maryland blew out Rutgers 37-0. I'm Chuck Friedman. Back to Camp Randall and Matt LeBaron.
Nailed that Ohio State-Michigan prediction. Fast track. Favored Michigan today. They were winging it. J.J. McCarthy. They dominated that game in the second half. 7-3 Minnesota leads Wisconsin as we begin the second quarter. The Gophers will have a fourth down and about a foot just outside the Badgers' 10-yard line.
I don't think there's any doubt. Ethan Kaliak-Manis stole that first quarter. He was a star. For both sides, he was 6 of 7 for 90 yards and a touchdown pass. And as Taus mentioned, he had that one run for 23 yards. He's getting the ball out of his hands so quickly.
Yeah.
And he looks confident, doesn't he?
He really
just
does.
The way he's managing that huddle. It might have been a bad break for Wisconsin not to have Tanner Morgan healthy.
Fourth start for Kaliak-Manis now. And
his first start came in during a whiteout at Penn State.
Yeah. So here we go. Minnesota this year is 6 out of 10 converting on fourth down. So Fleck keeps the offense out there. And they will go eye backs. And Derek LeCaptain, who is a linebacker normally, lines up at fullback right now. Bo Ibrahim will be the tailback. So here we go, fourth down and about a foot just outside the 10-yard line of Wisconsin. Kaliak-Manis under center. Keller up the tight end, motions, and trying to sneak for it is Kaliak-Manis. Big pile near the 10-yard line. Where the officials are walking up, this is going to be really close. Let's see. Badgers are trying to get that surge, the old low man wins game. And it looks like that they're going to mark him short in this game. And the Badger defense comes up with a stop shy of the 10-yard line. So a win for Wisconsin, turning back Minnesota on fourth and short.
They even designed the play where they put that tight end H-back, Nick Keller, up in motion so he could push the quarterback forward. So he stops behind his QB and tries to leverage, pushing him forward. It didn't work. I think Keanu Benton had something to say about that.
Keanu's having a terrific season. And the Badgers starting just shy of their 11-yard line, first and 10. Jackson Aker, Chesmalusi in the eye, and the officials step in. I think Fleck may have called a timeout, and he has. He's not a happy camper right now. This is one of those deals that I think even trying to get a replay review here, you're trying to sift through all that traffic. It's going to be brutally difficult to try to locate the football, but he's burning a timeout. And he's burning mad right now, the coach of the Gophers.
That makes me laugh. That's fun. No, it is. It's interesting. You're seeing more and more people. And, Mike, you were talking about bringing the tight end in motion. You're seeing running backs. And the famous push back way
right.
Back in the day.
Do you like when it, Josh? Do you think it's a good play? I'm not a big fan of it.
I don't mind it, I think, because I'm an offensive player and you want to have as many advantages as you can. But I do think it's you hope that you get that added push. The quarterback sneak is getting to be more and more difficult to get I think what you saw there is Wisconsin's guys came screaming off the edge, and you were able to pull the guy back. I don't think this is going to be reviewable because, as you mentioned, Matt, just a massive humanity. I don't know what camera angle you're going to get to see anything.
That's big-time work by Hunter Wohler, just pulling back the quarterback, too, trying to keep him shy of the line to gain. That's great work by
Hunter. If I was Kaliak Manis, I'd be kind of upset because it looks like Jordan Turner's got my face mask.
Just remember last week, a quarterback sneak gave the Badgers the win. They were a yard and a half away. And Tanner Bordellini, according to Michael Fertney, Bordellini went to the sideline, said, run the sneak. We'll get you that yard and a half. And the wish was granted, and the Badgers got the touchdown and won the game by a point. They are looking at it. We're 5 seconds into the second quarter. It's 7-3 Minnesota. Replay review in progress, and we will get the verdict from referee Michael Cannon.
After review, the ruling on the field stands. Since Minnesota challenged that ruling, they are out of challenges for the game.
It's risky. I can't blame him entirely, PJ Fleck, for trying to do that. But your challenge is gone. You burn a timeout. You get over that in the first half. But a lot of reviews are initiated from the booth anyway. So it's probably, in his mind, worth rolling the dice. The Badger defense gets the stop. And just outside their 10-yard line, they'll start first and 10. So after all that, Mertz and company out there for Wisconsin. Chimney, DK, wide right. Skyler Bell to the left. Bell motions to the formation. Mertz pulls back from center. He'll give it to Malusi, trying to probe the left side. And Chez fights his way up to about the 14-yard line. Justin Wally among those getting in there off the corner. Gain of 4, second down and 6 for the Badgers.
They may not have any all Big Ten first teamers in that front seven, but they're good, aren't they? They just play so sound fundamentally.
Yes, they will call it second and 7 for the Badgers at their 14-yard line. Straight eye formation. Tyler Beach in there. A little extra beef up front. He flips to the right side of the formation. Mertz on second down takes the snap. He'll hand to Malusi again off the right side. Nothing doing. Crunched by Jordan Howden at the line of scrimmage, which is the 14-yard line. And it's third down and 7 for the Badgers, deep in their own territory.
If you fix your eyes at number 55, sorry, Marin, he'll probably take you to the ball on every snap.
Yeah, he's made a ton of plays already, and we're early in the second quarter. A nice job there by Minnesota of playing gap control football and then coming off that backside to squeeze down and not allow Malusi any chance to run.
Third and 7 for the Badgers at their 14-yard line. Deontez Lewis wide to the right. Three receivers come out to the left. Mertz in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Pressure coming. Graham throws over the middle. And it is caught by DK across the 25-yard line. And a first down was converted on 3rd and 7. A gain of 12 yards to the 26. 1st and 10.
Again, nice protection. Minnesota decided to bring a little bit of pressure. But a nice, smooth pocket allowed for an easy throw there from Graham Mertz.
And a different look, too. They brought DK out of the backfield in somewhat of a motion to line him up on the scrimmage line and set up that matchup with Bishop.
Not quite 2 minutes gone by. Second quarter, 7-3 Minnesota. 1st and 10 for the Badgers at their 26-yard line. Dean Ingram out wide to the left. Mertz takes a snap, shoots it to the left. Ingram the catch across the 30-yard line. And Ingram with his second reception of the game. Advances to the 35. Wally on the tackle. Gain of 9, 2nd and 1 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, I love that because, again, it is hard when you know Minnesota thinks you're going to run the football. They're bringing guys down. They're really trying to fill it. That's just easy. That Minnesota is giving you that. Go ahead and take it and set yourself up with a 2nd and 1.
Tyler Beach in there again, right side of the formation next to Tyler Malman. DK wide right, motions to the formation on 2nd down. Mertz hands to Malusi off the left side. He'll get the 1st down as Chez is able to plow his way near the 40-yard line. Cody Lindenberg, the outside linebacker, up to make the tackle and a 1st down for the Badgers. With 12:17 left in the second quarter, 7-3 Minnesota.
Malusi really pressed up on his fullback, Riley Nowakowski, who's leading interference.
Yeah, what I'm loving so far, these are hard yards. There's not a gaping hole. It's him continuing to grind his feet and move, and instead of it being a 1 or 2 yard, he's getting 2 and 4.
From the 40 of Wisconsin, first and 10, Mertz turns, gives to Malusi off the left side, trying to bounce it outside along the numbers, gets a couple of yards, that's it, up to the 42-yard line. Donald Willis, outside linebacker, getting in there. He's been in there for Braylon Oliver, who is shaken up early in this game. Second and 8 for Wisconsin.
You hate to see Malusi shaking off his right forearm because that's the forearm he broke at Northwestern. He's got a plate in there now.
Isaac Durando in there at running back now. DK slot right, motions, looping in motion to the left. Mertz to throw, and the pass is tipped and almost picked by Michael Dixon. It falls incomplete, and the Badgers are fortunate to have a 3rd and 8 at their 42-yard line.
Yeah, that's always what you're worried about when you're throwing a lot of the quick slants is the defenders start getting a feel for that, especially the D linemen. They're going to pull up and try and get the hands up, and that's when bad things can happen. Luckily, that ball fell to the turf, and Minnesota could not pick it.
Three receivers right, one on the left, 3rd and 8 Wisconsin at the Badgers 42-yard line. Mertz in the shotgun as Garendo to his left. Graham takes the snap, back to throw, four-man rush. Mertz with time, throws it to the left, is open. Keontez Lewis, who will grab it inside the 35 of Minnesota and down to the 33 of the Gophers. He found a window, and it was a big one. Keontez Lewis with the catch and a first down for Wisconsin.
Lewis has really begun to emerge during this stage of the season. He's had 3 catches in each of the last 2 games. He's wide open on that play, and Mertz got him the ball.
Protection has been great there. Minnesota ran a big stunt. They looped their guy, and Wisconsin's interior 3 did a great job of passing that off.
Double wide to the right, backs offset, 1st and 10. Mertz takes the snap, hands to Garendo up the middle, inside the 30-yard line, cut down to the 28 on a gain of 5. 2nd down and 5 for the Badgers. 10:47 and counting left in the second quarter. 7-3 Minnesota. Malusi checks back into the game as Garendo will take a break.
I was just watching Tyler Beach, that additional tight end, Barry Thomas Rush. I'll give credit to Beach. He's accepted his role now. He lost his starting job, but he's still finding ways.
In his career, 2nd down and 5 plus change outside the 28 of Minnesota. 2 receivers tight right, 1 to the left. Mertz takes hand off Malusi off the right side. Chez wrestles his way down to the 25-yard line of the Gophers. 3rd down and 2 for Wisconsin. Donald Willis on the stop.
Boy, he is running hard. That, again, guy's at his feet in the backfield, and he's able to fall forward, maybe blocked for a yard, ends up picking up 2 or 3, and you don't think a lot about that, but it's a lot nicer to be in a 3rd and 2 than it is a 3rd, 4, and 5.
Beach checks back in, so the Badgers will go heavy up front. 3rd and 2 at the Minnesota 25-yard line. Aker the fullback, Malusi the tailback, DK wide left. And Mertz takes hand off to Malusi, trying to find any kind of a crease. Nothing there, maybe a yard. And that was just all effort from Chez Malusi. And it's 4th and 1, Wisconsin. Decision time for Jim Leonard. Ball at the 24-yard line of Minnesota with 9:23 left in the half. And the offense, just as I was ready to say, the offense will stay out there. Instead, it will be the field goal team for Wisconsin. And Nate Van Zelst, who kicked a season-long 40-yarder in the first quarter, will try to top that. This will be a 43-yard try here early in the second quarter at the right hash mark. Peter Bowden will snap. Gavin Myers is the holder. Van Zelst trying to go 2 for 2. Here's the snap spot. Kick is away. Plenty of distance. And it is good. Van Zelst from 43 yards away. And the Badgers pull within 1. Your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers are fans of diehard fans. Hey, with a truck as capable as the F-150, we have a few diehard fans of our own. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 8:51 left in the half, Minnesota 7, Wisconsin 6. This is Badger football from Learfield. Badger football from Learfield.
use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER.
Business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point of sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Badger fans, your team is always working to perform at their highest level. Effective at-home recovery is a key part of performing at their peak. This is made possible by Revive, Mueller's latest innovative sequential pneumatic compression system. Mueller Sports Medicine is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Visit MuellerSportsMed.com for more information. Do more than recover. Revive. Mueller's Revive. Forward scoring drive for the Badgers, 12 plays, 65. Revive. Forward scoring drive for the Badgers, 12 plays, 65 yards. That took 6 minutes, 4 seconds. Nate Van Zelst with a 43-yard field goal. 8:51 left in the half. Minnesota 7, Wisconsin 6.
So far, Wisconsin's doing a better job in terms of ball possession than Minnesota, which is one of the national leaders. Gophers number 2 in the country behind only Air Force in time of possession here in the first half. Wisconsin, almost 13 minutes on that last drive. The Badgers drove 65 yards in 6 minutes.
And that started after a 4th and about a foot stop just outside the Wisconsin 10-yard line. So the Badger defense getting that big stop deep in its own territory, and then the offense went to work. Big third down conversion throw. Merch to Keontez Lewis on that possession on a 3rd and 8. Quinton Redig again deep for Minnesota. Gavin Lahm set to kick off. And the kick is away, and Redding drifting to the near boundary. That's going to hit out of bounds, so the Gophers will start at their 35-yard line. I don't believe he's done that yet.
Gavin's, no, I think that's his first one.
He's really kicked well for this Wisconsin team. It's been a musical chairs with, you know, Jack Van Dyke dealing with his injury. Of course, remember Vito Calvaruso missed most of this season with an injury. And with that, we will take another break because we haven't lately. 8:51 left in the first half. Minnesota 7, Wisconsin 6. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
So what's in your future? High school graduation, a career change, returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. We are the 10,000 strong Wisconsin men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. World-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Explore your future with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers, Local 139. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
51 seconds left in the half. Minnesota 7, Wisconsin 6. And the Gophers will be starting at the 35-yard line when play resumes.
Mo Ibrahim, quiet so far. He had to take himself out of the game early on after he got blown up by Jong Mehta on a blitz. He has 5 carries for 18 yards. He needs only 90 more to become Minnesota's all-time career rushing leader, breaking the record of Darrell Thompson, who's in the booth right next to us. One of the classiest guys ever.
Yeah, former Green Bay Packer. Athletes abound in the family. In the family Thompson, currently his son Race, basketball player at Indiana, and a really good one on a team that figures to be really good this year.
Dominique.
Yeah, volleyball. Yeah, very good volleyball player. Volleyball program is pretty good from what I understand here in Wisconsin.
So. That's what I heard. There's
a four back-to-back-to-back-to-back Big Ten champs. Four Pete's. Kelly Sheffield's team getting it done in Lincoln. A sellout crowd there. Volleyball team said, yeah, okay, fine. And they took care of business in 4 sets. They play at Ohio State tonight, where no doubt they are drowning their sorrows in Columbus today. As I try to tell everybody, Michigan would win big, and nobody believed me. And guess what? Michigan won big. I lied about that first part. 2 receivers left, 1 on the right, 1st and 10 for the Gophers. Kelly Ekmanis will give it to Ibrahim off the right side, and closing the gate is C.J. Getz along with Caden Johnson. Well, the two outside linebackers bringing it. Gain of 1, 2nd and 9 for the Gophers at their 36.
What's his streak now? 19 straight games
yes,
of 100
sir.
Or more yards?
Yeah.
He's going to earn it today if he gets it, because you could tell he's had a couple of nice runs, but Wisconsin is geared up, and they are bringing it, saying, nah, we're not going to let you do it. You're going to have to throw it to beat us.
Kelly Ekmanis has looked good throwing it so far today. 2nd down and 9. Gophers at their 36. Kelly Ekmanis looks to throw, pops it up right side, wants Jackson, too long, incomplete at the 35-yard line of the near side. Good coverage from Alexander Smith, and it's 3rd and 9 for the Gophers at their 36-yard line.
Well, Kelly Ekmanis looks very poised now. They haven't been able really to pressure him or make him feel uncomfortable in the pocket.
He's getting it out of his hand quick. There's not a ton of decisions. It's RPO, quick slant, or it's taking shots down the sideline, which is smart. But that's only his 2nd incompletion of the day.
Crowd stirs. 3rd and 9 for the Gophers at their 36. 2 receivers left, 1 on the right. Preston Jelen in there at running back now for Minnesota. Snap to Kelly Ekmanis. Pressure coming. Flush to his left. He'll throw to his left, and it's incomplete. Wide of the target. Intended for Michael Brown. Stevens. Cedric Dort on the coverage. And it's 3 and outs for the Gophers. They're punting from their own 36-yard line.
Taj, I was glad to see that. They were finally able to get him off his spot, off his mark. Force him to move in the pocket. Jake Janey was among the first to chase him out of there.
Yeah, what you always want to do with a young, inexperienced quarterback is don't let them get comfortable and get them off of that first read. If you can do that, you're going to have some success. That was a great series there by Wisconsin.
Mark Crawford on the punt for Minnesota. Badgers get some pressure. Kick end over end. Fair catch signaled by Dean Ingram. And he'll cradle it as it was going out of bounds anyway at the 22-yard line, Wisconsin territory. 7:58 left in the first half. 7-6 Minnesota as now the Badgers start at their 22-yard line, 1st and 10.
So far in the first half, Graham Mertz, 6 of 10 for 71 yards.
42-yard punts from Crawford. Ches Malusi, 11 totes for 34 yards so far in this game. Ches in there right now. Skylar Bell, Chimray, DK come out double wide to the right. Riley Nowakowski is the fullback on first down. Mertz will hand it to Malusi. Up the middle, spins off a man at the 25-yard line. Malusi bulldozes his way across the 30 and up to the 32-yard line. Braylon Oliver on the tackle. And that looks to be right at the line to gain at the 32-yard line. No signal yet. Looks like 2nd down and short for Wisconsin.
Michael Dixon was in perfect tackling form. Thought he had Malusi lined up and whiffed at his ankles.
God, what I love about Malusi so far, he is putting his foot in the ground, getting north-south. Did a nice job there of spinning to pick up a couple extra.
2nd down, about a half a yard to go at the 31.5 of Wisconsin. Mertz will give it to Malusi off the right side, and he gets driven to the turf by Lindenberg, and it looks like that's short of the first down. So it'll be 3rd down, less than a yard to go, just shy of the 32-yard line, Wisconsin territory.
Looks like Malusi might have got shaken up a little bit there, too.
And he jogs off.
There's a lot of hitting going on. Yeah. I get both. You knew it's a Wisconsin-Minnesota game, and both teams really pride themselves on being physical. And today, you like physical football, you're in the right place.
Jackson Aker, Isaac Garindo in the eye, and Mertz will sneak for it. He'll get the first down up to the 33-yard line. First and 10, Wisconsin, with 6:47 left in the first half.
Tosh, you can address it. It looks like the Minnesota linebackers, whether it's Sorry Marin or Lindenberg, are getting clean shots on running backs. Is that because the old linemen aren't able to get to that second level?
A lot of times that's about your combination blocks, and you want to make sure you're comboing. A lot of times guys will hold and make it really difficult for centers and guards to climb up. What I like there is Mertz saw Minnesota's having a hard time lining up. Hey, let's just grab this first down with a quick QB sneak and move on, get another set of downs.
Dean Ingram comes out wide to the left. Keontez Lewis to the right on first down. Mertz drops the throw. Looking, has good protection. He'll check it down to Garindo. Makes the catch, and he gets chopped down at the 35-yard line by the cornerback Terrell Smith. And a very short gain on the play. A couple of yards to the 35. Second down and 8 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, I cannot say enough how much I love this approach of first down. It's not just boop, handoff. You're seeing a little bit of it. But, man, the protection up front. And it makes guys' jobs up front a lot easier when you can come off the ball, get into the body early, thinking it's run, and Mertz is having all kinds of time on first down.
Mertz out of the shotgun on second and 8. He'll hand it to Garindo up the middle and along the hash marks. Fumbled the football, and it looks like Minnesota has pounced. Looked like Lindenberg came up with it. No signal yet at the 38-yard line of Wisconsin. And it's going the other way. Minnesota football.
The only question I had is whether or not his leg was down or Garindo was down before he fumbled. We'll take another look.
It's close.
Very
hard
close.
To see, isn't it?
Yeah, very close. They said Lindenberg. I might have been Sorry Marin who came up with it for Minnesota with 5:41 left in this first half. It was Mariano Sorry Marin coming up with it. 5:41 left in the half. 7-6 Minnesota.
Fumble recovered by the defense. That plays under further review.
So here we go, another replay review. Got a couple of them already. And this one is a rather important one. So we will, I believe, go ahead and take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. 5:41 left in the half. Minnesota 7, Wisconsin 6. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 31 tonight under cloudy skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 41. Tomorrow, overcast skies, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 22. Upper 30s Monday and Tuesday with mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Just every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. Review continues. 5:41 left in the half. Minnesota 7, Wisconsin 6. Ruling on the field was an Isaac Garindo fumble that Minnesota recovered. Replays may show otherwise, though. We'll get the verdict from referee Michael Cannon right about now.
After review, the runner was down before the ball came loose at the 39-yard line. It will be third down for Wisconsin at the 39. The line to gain is the 43.
Don't you love replays, Dash?
Yeah, replays the best.
Thank you.
Yeah. Today it has been. Anyways, that was fairly obvious. I think it was his right knee, and it almost looked like his elbow was down too. So nice job by the replay booth.
There you go. Replay advocate Mark Tauscher approves. Third down and 5 for Wisconsin now at its own 38-yard line. It's huge.
Badgers 4 of 7 on third down, and that's above the average against this Minnesota defense.
Yeah, as mentioned earlier, they are about as good as it gets. Second best in college football defensively. Teams convert 25% of the time. Only Marshall and its defense has a better rate. So here we go. 3 receivers left, 2 on the right. As we get set to resume play, 5:41 left in the half. Minnesota 7, Wisconsin 6. As we are ready to go. Actually, they mark it at the 39-yard line, so they get third down and 4. Lorendo will motion to the backfield. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Graham in the shotgun. Mertz takes the snap. Gophers bring in 4. Mertz looking pressured. Steps up. Gets through traffic to the 40. Slides to the turf. He started the slide a little shy of the line to gain. He needed the 43. He's going to be a little short of it. It's where you start the slide, and they rule him at the 42.5. And it's fourth down coming up for Wisconsin. How daring do you feel, Coach Leonard? And the answer looks like maybe keep it a field position game. We talked about that being one of the keys. And Mertz wants to go. His teammates on offense want to go.
Well, have you ever seen an offense not want to go? You just say, oh, yeah, bring the punter.
Sometimes you see no reaction at all, though, which tells you a lot.
I realize Fleck was the official too. I don't know. He was right in that official's ear. Oh, he's sliding right there.
A timeout taken by Wisconsin, which could allow for, I guess, a review of the spot as to where he started the slide. 4:51 left in the half. 7-6, Minnesota leading Wisconsin.
Tosh, you can see that Rossi, the DC. He's very content with dropping people rather than pressuring quarterbacks. And that really explains why they've had such a low sack total this year, among other things. They don't have the personnel that they've had in the past, that one really premium pass rusher who can win one-on-ones. As a result, you see him drop in coverage. Yeah. They're more than content to let you make plays somehow or some way.
Yeah, and you're seeing that at all levels of football now. You hope that you can get home with your 4. You drop coverage, and you're just not – you don't want to give up big plays. You want to make teams go the full distance, do the 13, 14 play drives. And I think Wisconsin is fine doing that, but it does make it a lot more difficult.
Snap to Andy Vujnovic, and the kick is away. Redding lets it hit, and a little bit of a Badger roll inside the 20 and down to the 18-yard line. And that's where the Gophers will take over first and 10. Meanwhile, a Minnesota player is down and hurt back at the 40-yard line of Wisconsin. 4:40 left in the first half. 7-6 Minnesota. That was a 39-yard punt. And the Gophers will be taking over at their 18-yard line, first and 10. So the athletic trainer's out to take a look at the injured Gophers player. I couldn't pick up a number.
I think it's 43, Matt. I don't know if it's Eli Bao, the linebacker. I think it might be. It's hard to see with the trainers around him. I want to go back to what Tausch was saying about how defenses have evolved. Mm-hmm. It's why Jimmy Leonard, at his press conference this week, I believe, talked about, someone asked him, what kind of quarterback would you like if you could go out and recruit one right now? And he talked about a quarterback who can run the ball a little bit. And so now you have to account for a quarterback not only throwing, but running out of the pocket, it just puts more pressure on the type of alignment.
Yeah, and especially in the college game, I think you love that dual threat. That we saw it a little bit of it where you go and pick up a first down on 3rd and 6 and the read option and how much stress that puts on a defense when you can, you see Justin Fields. You start looking around the NFL and it's more and more because it just adds another layer that you have to defend and it puts that extra strain. It's what everybody wants, but unfortunately, they're not everywhere. It is a special talent when you can find that player that can do that.
Yeah, that player who can turn a bad play into a good play. Towers set to resume play with 4:40 left in the half. 1-point lead, Minnesota. The Gophers start at their 18-yard line. Ethan Kaliak-Manis, the quarterback. Double wide to the right. Ibrahim, the running back, to the left of the QB. Kaliak-Manis takes the snap. He'll read it. He'll keep it. Looking under pressure, and down he goes at the 10-yard line as the pocket collapsed. And Keanu Benton is one fired-up young man.
Well, he had a lot of help from his friends, didn't he? There was a number of Badgers who were collapsing the pocket. Last year against Minnesota, Benton was nearly unblockable. And on this play, ditto. He gets the sack. He had two quarterback sacks a year ago.
Loss of eight. Second down and 18 for the Gophers at their own 10-yard line. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Kaliak-Manis surveys the defense, takes the snap. They'll run it with Ibrahim, bending to the left side across the 10-yard line, across the 15, and a gain of six up to the 16-yard line. And the Badgers thought they had him lined up, but Ibrahim able to get 6 yards out of it. Third and 12 for the Gophers with 3:43 left in the half. Big play coming up here. Badger defense has him backed up. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, there was almost an over-aggressiveness. Second and 15, 16, you want to get to the quarterback, and you allowed Ibrahim to bounce it a little bit there, but still great spot here.
Trips to the right. Third and 12, Gophers at their own 16-yard line. Student section on the back of the Minnesota offense. Going to come out of the north end of the stadium, snap to Kaliak-Manis. He'll give it to Ibrahim, bending left to the 15 to the 20. Ibrahim across the 25-yard line, and he will get the first down. They run it on third and 12, and they get it up to the 30-yard line. First down, Minnesota.
What a job of blocking to that side of the formation. They formed a wall, Tausch, and he was able to get there. My goodness, they had everybody walled off to the inside.
Yeah, and again, you have to keep contained. You may force the cut back inside where you have all your pursuit coming. Wisconsin did not do that there.
2:50 left in the half. First and 10 Gophers at their own 30-yard line. Snap to Kaliak-Manis. Makes the handoff. Throws left. Caught by Brevin Spann Ford across the 35-yard line up the sideline to the 36 or 37. They'll mark it. Gain of seven, second down and three for Minnesota. Both teams have two timeouts available.
Yeah, and that was such a big play. Third and 12, you got the crowd juiced up. You want to get off the field, and then that's the difference. You know, good teams, you get off the field there. You get in a position to go down and get some points before the half. Now Minnesota is in a position to go down and try to get some points.
Bryce Williams, the running back. Two receivers right, one on the left. Second and three Gophers at their own 37-yard line. Kaliak-Manis takes the snap, back to throw, shoots it to the left, and it's incomplete near midfield. Jay Shaw on the coverage. Pass intended for Daniel Jackson, and it's third and three for the Gophers at their 37-yard line. Minnesota so far today, 3 out of 5 on third down.
Looked like Shaw might have got his hand in on the ball. Good job by Shaw deflecting that.
I think he just dropped it.
You think he dropped it?
Yeah, I do.
I think he was helped with it.
Hey, you know what? Nice play, Shaw.
Helped with it.
Hey, you know what? Nice play, Shaw.
Third down and three for the Gophers at their 37-yard line. Lebecki Brockington wide to the left. Two receivers to the right. Kaliak-Manis takes the handoff to Ibrahim. Big hole up the middle for the quarterback across the 45-yard line and near the 48. First down, Minnesota. Well, you have to respect Ibrahim. Minnesota knew that. Faking the handoff to the great tailback, and it's Kaliak-Manis running for the first down. So another third down conversion for Minnesota with 2:05 left in the half.
They took advantage of the inexperience of Caden Johnson, who chased the fake. He went with the fake and not with the ball.
First and 10, Minnesota. Two receivers right, one on the left. Down to a minute 53 left in the first half. 7-6, the Gophers lead Wisconsin. Play clock is at 10. And the snap to Kaliak-Manis. Reads it, keeps it, looks, throws left side, and it's caught by Jackson inside the 30-yard line of Wisconsin. Kaboyi Latu over to make the tackle. Jay Shaw got turned around. First down, Minnesota at the Wisconsin 26-yard line.
That's a heck of a throw by Kaliak-Manis. Now, he has time. He's got time in the pocket, but he's got to throw it over the corner, get it over his head in front of the safety, which he did.
Minute and a half left in the first half. Minnesota up one and on the move. Brown Stevens wide right, Brockington, or slot right is Brown Stevens. And first down, back to throw, Kaliak-Manis under pressure, and the pass is low and incomplete. Pressure coming from Isaiah Mullins. Pass at the feet of Brevin Spann. Forward incomplete. Second down and 10, Minnesota. As they mark it at the 26 of Wisconsin with a minute 20 left in the first half.
Mullen's kind of playing himself back into shape. It's been a while since he practiced. This was past week. It was the first time he was back on the practice field in a long time.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Spann forward wing on the left side. Ibrahim the running back to the right of Kali Ekmanis on second and 10. Takes the snap, hands to Ibrahim, left side to the 20-yard line. Rams his way near the 15, and a first down for Minnesota on a gain of 11 yards.
Well, there's that patience. He's willing to let things open up, and then he makes his cut and gets downhill in a hurry.
And they get back on the ball with a minute 10 left of the first half of the Badger 15-yard line. First down, handoff Ibrahim again off the left side and fights his way down to the 10-yard line, inside the 10 and near the 9. And a timeout is taken. A Badger is down. Very slow to get up. That was Jay Shaw, but now he pops up. Minnesota using its second timeout with 1:02 left to the break. 7-6 the Gophers. It'll be a second down and 4 Minnesota at the Wisconsin 9-yard line. We'll take a break. 7-6 Minnesota back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The Badgers know a successful season demands a powerhouse team with a can-do attitude. So does Case IH. We're committed to developing the most powerful, productive, and reliable equipment. From tillage, planting, and harvesting to hay and forage, Case IH equipment meets every challenge in the field and wins. Check out a leading lineup by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On, Wisconsin!
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
1 minute, 2 seconds left in the first half. Minnesota 7, Wisconsin 6. Gophers using their second timeout. They have a second and 4 at the Badgers' 9-yard line.
It's amazing how the momentum has turned in this quarter where the Badgers seemingly had some mo, and Minnesota pinned down deep in its own territory, and then they converted on that run. That's a huge run.
It's the difference in that's where you have to get off the field. You get the momentum going. The 2 minute drills are all about getting that first down. Wisconsin was in a great spot to get off the field, and unfortunately, Minnesota converted.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep in mind, Minnesota will receive to start the second half, so talk about momentum. Huge opportunity for the Gophers right now, deep in Wisconsin territory with 62 seconds left in the first half.
I'll say, you always are looking at other teams, and Ibrahim, he is such a, he's a fun watch because you know he brings it, and his gear shifting. Yeah. He switches gears. You know the old stick shift? I blew up a truck once with a 3 on a tree. I didn't know how to shift. He knows how to shift, and when he puts his foot in the ground, it is zip. And Wisconsin has to, you're going to get tested today how much you're interested in tackling, because this guy is a bowling ball.
Yeah, he not only takes punishment, he dishes it out.
Oh, he loves it. Yeah. He is one of those guys, he is not afraid of lowering it. He's got that low center of gravity. He is going to continue to force our secondary and our linebackers to go low, and you better wrap up. We've seen a couple instances today where that has not been the case already. And you know, just like Wisconsin loves to run it late, see how interested you are, that's what Minnesota's going to do today.
10 carries, 56 yards in this first half for Ibrahim. It is second down and 4, Minnesota at the Wisconsin 9-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Snap to Kali Ekmanis, gives it to Ibrahim, running left, and he's able to pry a couple of yards down to the 7-yard line. Muma Jungmeta on the tackle, and it's third down and 2, 50 seconds clock running left in the half. Mostly they mark it at the 8. Third down and 3. Snap to Kaliak Manis. He'll give it to Ibrahim. Gets off of one tackle attempt and is able to get his way to the 12. And it's fourth, or to the 7-yard line, beg your pardon. And it's fourth down and 2 for Minnesota with 30 seconds left in the half. And Fleck's going to let the clock run. Doesn't look like Wisconsin has any intention of using a timeout here. 20 seconds left in the half. So Fleck, he'll take it all the way down to 3 seconds here, you would think. 15 seconds left to the break. 7-6 Minnesota. Fourth and 2 at the 7-yard line of Wisconsin. Game clock at 8 seconds. Fleck right by the official. And he will take the timeout with 3 seconds left in the first half.
We saw the strength of Ibrahim on that last run. Darrell Peterson had him around the
wrapped
shoulder pads.
Wrapped up over it.
He
did. Gotta do it.
And he shook him off. No, he just shook him off.
I was up here thinking that's a 2-yard loss, and somehow he spins out of it, and luckily Wisconsin.